Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 194 years ago, today in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, a bold moral declaration that transformed the purpose of the conflict into a quest for human liberation and marked a luminous milestone in the march toward equality and justice. This inspiring act in the city of Washington, D.C., celebrated the triumph of conscience over oppression and stands as a testament to the enduring power of human resolve and the promise of freedom for all. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 feet. Conditions will shift to fair as the day goes on, dropping to 1 to 2 feet by 8 a.m. Winds are sideshore at 2 miles per hour now, increasing to onshore at 5 miles per hour by noon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming mid-tide when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 14 seconds and the sideshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5.5 feet just before 10 a.m., followed by a 1-foot low tide just before 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Expect clean conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Tuesday, accompanied by light winds. Wednesday maintains similar size, with clean conditions early, but choppy conditions may develop later in the day. By Thursday, surf remains around 2+ feet, with fair conditions prevailing as winds shift slightly, offering a consistent lineup throughout the day. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 69 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:50, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:43. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., then partly sunny skies with a high near 74 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 66 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 76 and a west-southwest breeze up to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. A chance of evening showers and thunderstorms lingers into Tuesday night with lows around 66. Then Wednesday through Friday turn partly sunny with highs slipping from the mid-70s to around 70 in patchy fog overnight into the mornings. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed 5 bills in L.A. to limit immigration enforcement efforts by the Trump administration, including regulations for law enforcement agents and a ban on agents wearing masks or lacking visible identification. 2 bills specifically target public schools, requiring notification when immigration enforcement occurs on campus and mandating warrants for enforcement officers entering schools. During the signing ceremony, Newsom emphasized that California's diversity is under assault and highlighted the need to protect Angelenos from federal actions. While 4 bills take effect immediately, the masking law will begin in January. Now on to sports. Week 5 of the Associated Press Top 25 poll has seen Miami and Carson Beck make a significant leap, following their win over rival Florida. This past weekend featured an exciting array of college football, highlighted by the Indiana Hoosiers' impressive 63-10 victory over Illinois and Miami's 26-7 win. Meanwhile, the University of North Carolina faced another tough loss, with Arch Manning showcasing his skills against a Sam Houston State linebacker. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs beat the Giants at the Meadowlands 22-9. Mahomes was 22 for 37, with 224 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions. Russell Wilson was 18 for 32, with 160 yards, zero touchdowns, and two interceptions. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have the Lions at Ravens, starting at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. The Ravens are favored by 4.5, with the over-under at 53.5. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Los Angeles, the Dodgers lost to the Giants 3-1. Blake Treinen took the loss after giving up 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning, while San Francisco's Bivens got the win with 1 scoreless inning. Pinch hitter Patrick Bailey had a key RBI double in the 8th to spark the Giants' rally. The boys in blue finished with 7 hits, 0 errors, and left 5 runners on base. The Dodgers' record is now 88-68. Tomorrow night, the Dodgers clash with the D-backs at Chase Field in Phoenix for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Shohei Ohtani is 1-1 with a 3.29 earned run average, faces Brandon Pfaadt, who is 13-8 with a 5.02. First pitch at 6:40 under clear skies with temperatures near 101 degrees. On to football. Yesterday morning, the Rams lost to the Eagles in Philly on a last-second field goal block for a touchdown, 19-33. Stafford was 23 for 33, with 196 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Jalen Hurts went 21 for 32, with 226 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. The Rams are now 2-1 going into Week 4 to face the Colts back in Los Angeles at 1:05 on Fox. Yesterday afternoon, the Chargers beat the Broncos in Los Angeles on a walk-off field goal 23-20. Justin Herbert was 28 for 47 with 300 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Bo Nix was 14 for 25. With 153 yards, 1 touchdown, and no interception. In top news, the story of Ozempic's rise is rooted in a remarkable history of venomous science. David Mendoza, diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 1994, struggled with obesity, weighing over 300 pounds. In 2006, he discovered Byetta, an injectable medication that helped manage his diabetes and appetite, resulting in significant weight loss. This paved the way for medications like Ozempic, which are derived from GLP-1, a gut hormone that promotes insulin release and enhances feelings of fullness. As research on these medications progresses, a new oral treatment is also on the horizon. The Gila Monster's venom, surprisingly, opened doors to revolutionary diabetes treatments. In business news, the benchmark 10-year Treasury yield rose after the Federal Reserve cut rates. United States stocks ended the week at fresh record highs on Friday, but the sustainability of the rally now likely hinges on the 10-year Treasury yield, according to Ron Albaheri, Chief Investment Officer at Laird Norton Weatherby. The S&P 500, Dow Jones Industrial Average, and NASDAQ indexes all closed at new highs. Albaheri believes the bull market needs tame 10-year Treasury yields and the bond vigilance to stay at bay. He expressed concerns about potential Fed interference by the Trump administration. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% over the weekend to about $115,000. Ethereum is down 6% to just over 4,300. And XRP is down 5% to $2.91. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Jury selection will begin on Monday to determine if Amazon illegally tricked customers into paying for Prime benefits. In the first of two major lawsuits from the Federal Trade Commission, this case alleges that Amazon misled consumers about the sign-up and cancellation process, violating Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act and the Restore Online Shoppers Confidence Act. The Federal Trade Commission claims Amazon used dark patterns to enroll customers without their clear consent and made cancellation difficult. Amazon has denied these allegations, stating that customers enjoy Prime and the sign-up and cancellation processes are clear. The government recently won a ruling against Amazon regarding billing information. And in entertainment news, one battle after another is a thrilling action movie that runs nearly 3 hours, delivering breathless, barnstorming mayhem. Directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, the film features a career high performance from Leonardo DiCaprio, who plays Bob Ferguson. With a budget of $175 million, this ambitious project adapts the Thomas Pynchon novel, Vineland. Set in an alternative reality, the film critiques political issues while exploring complex family dynamics. While Sean Penn's portrayal of the psychotic colonel is amusing, it risks becoming cartoonish. Overall, this film is likely a strong contender for Best Picture. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader and activist, Frederick Douglass. And he said, "If there is no struggle, there is no progress." This sentiment underscores the enduring fight for justice and equality, as exemplified by the Emancipation Proclamation, and reminds us that meaningful change often requires perseverance and resilience. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.